What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to yet another episode of our weekly podcast. We are batting practice, of course. We got a great episode for you tonight. Before we get too far into it, though, as always, how are we feeling on this fine Sunday evening?
Yo, hold on, my mic's kind of far away. There we go. I came through. I have the good and plenty.
Yes. Yes.
And it's been sitting on the counter for like 3 or 4 days now, and I've kept my mouth shut, but I did remember to buy them.
Oh,
and
man.
So I was being told by outside sources that I'm the one who's cheating because these have a candy coating on the outside and they're not going to taste as much like black licorice as what Nosh got. But I don't know, because Nosh says he hates black licorice. He fades it, and he ended up eating the rest of it?
No, whoa. I had a couple pieces outside of what was recorded. It tastes like a slightly worse Twizzler. So, like, if you want something sweet but you don't want to, like, really indulge, a Twizzler is always a good choice because they're small and light. So a couple extra, but nothing too crazy. I didn't down the whole bag.
All right. You came here for the hot takes. So I don't know if I can be considered neutral since I love black licorice.
Right.
I will say that the Twizzler black licorice is less sharp of a flavor than Good and Plenty.
Ooh.
Like Good and Plenty, you can like just get the coating. You could like eat around it like a kid that doesn't like, I don't know, like, if you eat an Oreo and you just go for the filling, like, you could do the reverse that with Good and Plenty. You just eat the outside
eat
and
the crust.
Leave the inside. But, so I think, Jacob, I think you actually got the short end of the stick.
Okay.
I think Good and Plenty, if you, the Good and Plenty are more indicative flavor of real black licorice. Yeah, I was gonna slander Twizzlers, but I thought, you know, it's not worth it. And I actually don't know. I'm indifferent to Twizzlers at this point.
Good news. The first ingredient is sugar. And the second ingredient is corn syrup.
It can't be that bad if the first ingredient is sugar.
All right.
I would say
I'll munch on it like Nosh did throughout, but I'm going to start off with 5. Like, I'm
Let's
going
go.
In.
Let's
Sorry,
go.
6. I've si- oh, I dropped one.
That's
I don't know if the camera can see.
That's a respectable amount.
Yeah. Ready? Yeah.
Well, and you swallow them like pills. You know
no,
that,
I'm
right?
going to chew them. Well, that would make it
that's,
too easy.
That's the official way to do it, actually.
Then you don't get any of the flavor.
I'm
that'd be,
joking.
That,
All
that'd
right,
be a
ready?
Good way to cheat through it.
It's great.
Yeah,
It's
it's
great.
Bad. It's just bad.
It's not grown on me.
They're chewy, right? It's like the same consistency as like a Mike and Ike.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Exactly.
Mike and Ike's are good.
Good comp.
I would say there's like 100 other candies of that consistency that I would choose first.
So I do get that candy coating. Like, and I have that taste in my mouth, but the residual taste is the black licorice taste.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It's just like, I don't know why. It's not my go-to taste.
Okay,
wait.
We've discussed this on the podcast about the cilantro gene. Do you think, is there a licorice gene?
I was just going to ask the same exact thing.
Yeah.
I was going to ask the same thing. Something about your the makeup of your taste buds. I don't know.
Are we okay? Are we a science podcast now, boys? We're going to talk about allergens and all this other fun stuff? No.
Hey, before you go judging someone who is considered picky by society, maybe their taste buds are just different and they foods taste weird to them.
Are you speaking from experience?
No, I am very much not a picky person.
Okay.
I say that and then you listen to the podcast and the food topic comes up and it's like, whoa, doesn't like black licorice, doesn't like pineapple on pizza. So it makes me out to look more selective, but I pick controversial foods. So,
all right, oysters.
100% yes. Love oysters.
Okay. Yeah.
Oysters, sashimi.
Yes.
I can't say the last time I've had or ever had sashimi.
What about
Would you
sushi?
eat it? Would you eat it? Like just the raw
Sure.
piece of fish.
Sure.
Okay. I'm trying to think of like what other foods are polarizing or are more
Snails,
adventurous.
love. Escargot, so good.
Okay. Wow.
Octopus, delicious. Alligator, also delicious.
What about vegetables? Are there any vegetables you don't eat?
I don't love Brussels sprouts.
Oh, that's a bad take.
Yeah.
Outside of that,
When's the last time you've had Brussels sprouts?
I would say within the last probably year. Okay, I will say most of the time I've had Brussels sprouts and I do like them is at a restaurant and they're served like with like bacon pieces on top or
Sugar.
something of that nature. Yes. So they're
Or
good
salt.
that way, but I don't think I'd ever like it's the smell. I can't get over the smell of just like cooked Brussels sprouts.
I feel you. Except I can't agree with you.
That's fair.
But black licorice, I'm giving the thumbs down. I'm fading good and plenty.
I'd
Wait,
be
wait.
curious. I'd be curious what you thought of the black licorice
Me too.
Twizzlers.
Me too.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll have
Next
to buy
time.
them.
Next
You'll have to buy
did
them. Look, they only
week.
had red like strings. They did not have
Oh.
any sort of black licorice strings where I was looking. So good
Dang.
and plenty it was. Yeah. Not a fan. Not a fan, but that's okay because that's not what we're talking about today. Although let us know. Let us know in the comment section if you guys like black licorice because it seems to be very polarizing on this podcast. We only have three people here. So
Ooh. Okay.
yeah, what's up?
I want we should do two polls.
Okay.
One is do you like Brussels sprouts? And the other one
Okay.
is do you like black licorice?
All right.
Which one do you think gets more upvotes? Black licorice or Brussels
Ooh.
sprouts?
Ooh.
Brussels sprouts. Ah, I don't know.
That's actually a really good question
That's like
because,
so biased of an answer.
yeah. I think black
I don't know. Let's
licorice.
Twitter poll it.
Yeah,
We can
we're gonna
start
have the
doing some
Twitter
Twitter
poll.
polls again.
Oh
Yeah.
yeah. Oh
Oh
yeah.
yeah. Definitely for the MLB season. Also, giveaway? Giveaway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Oh, for the MLB season? Keep an eye out for that because we made a goal a few weeks ago to hit 100 views on a
Let's
podcast.
go.
And not only did you guys shatter that, but we hit 100 views just on YouTube, not even
Oh.
including our Spotify account.
Heck yeah.
So, shout out. That's 2 weeks ago. Last episode. It makes sense. Last week's episode was over an hour long and you guys still crushed it. So, shout out to that. But remember to leave a rating and comments and like and subscribe. And you know all that. Right now, as you are listening, but shout out again to you guys here. Yeah, maybe stay tuned for another giveaway, another 2024 card giveaway that you could use in a champion lineup. Whoa, champion lineups! Yeah,
Champion.
whoa.
Speaking of champion lineups, that's kind of what we're talking about today. We're talking about making some champ lineups. We're talking about, all right, last week or 2 weeks ago, we did our common draft. Last week we talked about players that we like, but we didn't less like specifically talk about so rare players that we're buying. This week we're spending some money. All right, we got a little bit of money in our so rare accounts, and we're making champ lineups. So who are we buying today? We're just gonna go through the market and discuss a little bit of players, a little bit of something, see what's up, what we're looking at. Andrew's talking about buying a rare team, maybe.
Whale over here.
Yeah,
Oh yeah,
yeah.
not really.
But we'll have to go through some strategies and see if that's worth it now or maybe wait a few weeks to do so. Of course, that card requirement will go up in a few weeks, so who knows?
True.
But yeah, let's jump right into it. So first and foremost, I'm gonna shout myself out here, and you'll see this week. It'll probably be after the podcast is released. I'm gonna release my own little video, but I completed a collection on So Rare, a 2024 Brewers Limited Collection. So, definitely going to be using some of these cards in my champion lineups, but also not the most expensive collection of all time because the Brewers, to go off of terms of the MLB The Show game that just came out the other day, There are bronze, there's common, there's bronze, there's silver, there's gold, and there's diamond players, right? The Brewers, all of their hitters are silver or under.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Sorry, no,
Even
I lied.
us?
William Contreras is a gold. William Contreras is a gold.
Wow.
Yeah, but everyone else is a silver or worse. So
Yelich, the
dang.
Yelich slander
Yelly is a
is
silver.
tough.
Yep.
Hoskins didn't play, so I guess that's fair because he
Hoskins, I
missed
think,
all
was like
last
a
year.
77. Yeah. I mean, he's kind of just even. Same with Garrett Mitchell's only at a 72, but he didn't play last year. So there's room for improvement, and MLB The Show does that. They upgrade their cards as they go. It's not like FIFA where they have to release new cards and stuff. But anyways, that's my collection. So that's my first strategy for bidding this year was bidding on Brewers. But now that I have a team, I'm like, I might want a few more cards so I can field a better champion lineup. So I'm bidding on a few more cards probably before the game week ends. But have you guys bid on any cards yet other than Brewers? Are you trying to set your own champ lineups before the season starts, Andrew?
Oh yeah. Oh
Oh
yeah.
yeah. He says, "Oh yeah."
Not
You
even a
know,
question.
I talked, well, it actually was. I was on the fence about, 'cause going into the season, I had over 115 limited cards. So I was pretty much set. But with the new season requirements for champion, I did not have 5 new season cards. And I was kind of looking to see like whether it made sense for my gallery to go and enter those competitions. And I kind of did some math and figured out, you know, if I put together a team, honestly, I went for as little budget as possible. We'll see if that actually works out. So my previous season cards, I have a lot of the big hitters in my gallery, which I'm very happy with. But for new season cards, I was actually trying to stray away from the big players. And so just doing some quick math, I was able to get my team for about $50 for
And that's
five
the
players.
five, yeah.
Granted, I'm
Nice.
going to need to get a sixth, or my hope is that my classic season cards from last year and the year
We'll win
before
one,
win
yeah.
me my sixth player so that when the requirement jumps up, I have some depth. So I'm sitting good. The thing I'm thinking about is whether to actually move into rare and whether that would make sense for my gallery. But yeah, Josh, I know you've also bid on some cards, so why don't you share what you've been buying with us?
Yeah, so I took kind of your approach, but a big factor that was different about it is I kind of went for the basketball style approach to my lineup. I don't necessarily recommend this, but I'm trying it out as kind of an experiment. I did a little bit where I went for like an MVP type player, and then I bought some, not, I don't want to say like cheaper, like lower tier, but more middle tier guys. So I did some quick math for my five guys. I spent right at around $100, but
Oh, big boy over
whoa,
here.
sperm whale. But
Oh, whoa.
45 of that was on one player.
Got you.
Wow. Okay. Well, yeah, this will be great.
That's a
Okay.
season-long
So
investment. Yeah.
correct. So it'll be interesting to see how this strategy works out. I'm also really high on the guy I bought for MVP this year, as are a lot of other people. So hopefully it works out. I'll be curious to see. But kind of going off what Andrew talked about last week, I kind of went after more power hitters. I wanted guys that are more likely to hit home runs. This is a little bit of a all or nothing type strategy because home runs score a lot. And those kind of game weeks are going to get you high up and get high scores and get good rewards. But these are the guys that are also striking out more, not getting as many hits, not hitting for average, that kind of thing. Also probably lacking in the stolen base category. So you lose out on points there, but By the way, my MVP that I buy or am using is Mike Trout.
Oh, wow.
So I
Heyo.
never
Wow.
thought I would, I'm going to be honest, I never thought I would own a Mike Trout card in silver, but for $45, I was pretty happy with that. And yeah, we'll see. But outside of Trout, right around that $50 mark as well for some middle tier guys. So the deals are out there, the players are out there. If you're willing to spend a little bit, you could easily have a lineup for Champ right away, week one.
Yeah. So why Trout?
Trout, because I am high on him this year. I think he's gonna have a bounce back year. I'm a little concerned about his injury history, but I think there's a risk of injury with any player you buy, so that's kind of a give and take topic there. I think he's gonna have less pressure now that Ohtani isn't there. I think the Angels are gonna be not terrible, but also not great. So that also takes a little bit of pressure off of him. But yeah, he's still only 32. You know, it's not like he's 35 now. 32 is getting up there for a hitter, but he's not super old yet. He still has some gas left in the tank. When he's healthy, he hits home runs, he steals, he hits for average as well.
He's an MVP.
He's an MVP many multiple times. So, we'll see what happens. Hopefully he can stay healthy, but yeah.
Okay. Dang.
I will also shout
Oh.
out a website that I use the outside of Silver Data.
Ooh.
If you've never looked at FanGraphs, it's a great website.
Yeah.
They have an excellent graph for projections and predictions.
Ooh.
So I actually filtered home runs and looked at who they're projecting for home run hitters this year and who's gonna hit the most, and use that to kind of guide my bids.
Okay. Who do they think is
That's
hitting the most
fun.
home runs this year?
I believe Acuña is at the top, but let me confirm.
Wow. All right. What do you think?
MP.
Acuña or anyone else? We'll give Acuña, let's say we'll give Acuña plus
Not Acuña, sorry.
600. Oh, okay. I was about
Aaron
to say.
Judge
Judge, okay,
projected 48.
let's give Judge plus 500 to win home run king this year. Are you putting $100 on Judge to win five or no? Are you putting it on someone else?
Plus five, it'd be you win 500, not five.
Yeah, that's what I'm
Oh,
saying.
okay.
I'm taking any other
No.
player.
You're
And yeah.
taking, you're splitting that bet up, or maybe saving your $100.
Yep.
Okay. I think
I'd take the
Andrew,
field there.
you picked Judge to be a bust this year.
I did. I
Nosh,
also
I
think I
did
did
pick
last
Trout to
year.
be the bounce back. So there
There
we
you go.
go.
Trout on this list is 10th, projected 35 homers this year.
Wow. That's decent. Hey,
Again,
where
take
does
projections.
Yanks people are gonna hit 35 home runs, huh?
Take projections with a grain of salt. But FanGraphs, they have good stuff on here. Yeah, 10, they, yeah, 10 people to hit 35 or more home runs,
Wow, I'd
which is
love to
pretty
see
crazy.
how many people hit that number last year.
Well,
Right? Can they tell me? Can we do?
I believe we can look at that.
I'm
We
gonna
could.
guess there were more than 10 last year that hit that number.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Ohtani, Olson, Acuña.
13 players hit 35 or more home runs
Wow.
last year.
Okay. I was gonna try and name them
Berger
all.
had
That's not gonna happen.
34.
Jake Berger,
He was
legend.
one off.
I should buy his silver
That's
card.
one of my guys. That's one of my guys.
26.
Honestly, if he's hitting 34 home runs, that's a solid so rare card. Yes.
Yep. 26
Let's
people
see.
hit 30 or more
Berger.
home runs last year.
Jake Berger selling for. Wow, he's selling for $10.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah, so he was one of
He's.
my five.
Oh, how about that?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, because I had the exact same strategy as Josh. Like, I wanted to get the cheapest power hitters I possibly could for my lineup. And rather than I like, it'll be interesting to see how your approach works with going in on one MVP. Like, I would say all of my players are probably at the same level, and, you know, have the potential, but I would say none is, I mean, maybe they could be, they're like on the verge of all-star territory, but if they were all-stars, they would be overperforming probably what we expect them to go to be doing going into the season.
Right. So, okay, we can let's get specific here, because why not? The first player I bought, and I bought this player more so because he's a Brewer than I also think he's going to have a great bounce back year. But I bought a Reese Hoskins. He doesn't fall within the top 30 for projected home runs this year. I'm guessing, again, Fangraphs, I want to say, uses data from last year to help with this year's projections. Because Hoskins is out the whole year, it's harder to make a projection. In 2022, he was great. I want to say he hit over 30 home runs that year. But then moving on from that, Mike Trout is currently projected 10th on the list at 35 home runs. I bought a Spencer Torkelson, who is projected 14th on the list with 33 home runs. And then I also bought a Willy Adames, which is on the list at 25th for 29 home runs. The thing with Willy is he is a middle infielder. You don't get as much power with those middle infielders, but he's sitting right at second for shortstops in terms of projected home runs. Just outside of Tatis, who's selling for over $100. I got Willy for $9. That's kind of how I looked at it. You can filter by position. You can filter by home runs, RBIs, average, whatever you want to filter by. So that's kind of how I looked at it. I went for more power hitters, and then took position into account too when looking at some of those players. But a couple guys in the top 25 for home runs is going to help your solar lineups greatly. So,
Jacob, give us the tea. What'd you do?
What did I do? Well, I have currently been looking at a relief pitcher, because that's really what my team needs, especially since Devin Williams is going to be hurt this year. I think I'm going to need that, and then I might need another starting pitcher so I can have an offset to Freddy Peralta when he is pitching and I don't have a pitcher for the other game week. But for my relief pitcher, if you didn't notice, this past week we had a couple of injuries come out, including someone that I drafted for my common team. I drafted Johan Duran for your Minnesota Twins, and it came out. Yes.
Yeah. And it's not good.
And it's not good. Ooh. Hold on.
I was. Do
you know what
close.
His injury is?
I thought it was something with his elbow.
Oh, is it really?
Oh, that's not good.
Oblique strain. Okay.
Oh.
So it's not elbow. Right. It's not throwing arm. That's okay. But oblique strains can nag throughout the season.
Yeah.
You need your core to pitch. Yeah. You need your core to pitch. He's starting off the season in the IL. It's going to be at least a month. I've heard up to three. So I, of course, am taking that knowledge in stride. I redrafted my common team because I had Duran in my common team. And I am bidding on a Griffin Jacks because he's the backup. He is the setup man for the Minnesota Twins. And it looks like he's going to be that guy for now. For the Twins. And I'm going to be kind of high on the Twins this year. The AL Central is a little weak, to say the least. Nosh, you said the Royals actually have a pretty good shot this year, which is funny because they were not good last year. But I don't necessarily disagree with that, too. But the Twins should. Twins or Guardians, again, should be at the top of this division. The Twins up there for sure. And I think Jax is going to have a good time closing for them. And then even when Duran returns, he'll still be that guy pitching on the reg because he's that guy that they need in situations. So that's who I'm bidding on. As for a starter, I feel like starters, you can go a little more Buck Wild, I guess. I haven't looked entirely at starters, but I mean, it's fantasy sports. Part of watching fantasy sports is watching your players play in real life. So I kind of want to get a guy that I can watch a lot. And the Brewers don't have that many starting pitchers available with cards, if you guys have noticed. They have...
Yeah, they only have 15 minted
Freddy Peralta this year. And then Colin Ray.
We need my boy DL.
I know. So I don't think Colin Ray, I mean, it'll be an offset for Freddy Peralta considering where they are in the lineup, but it or in the rotation. But I need something better for my champion lineup. And let's be honest. I do. So I guess let's share the screen and let's go on the market. Yeah. And let's look at a starting pitcher. Because why not? That's what we're here for.
So do you have your five so excluding the pitcher, do you have the five minimum cards?
Yeah. I have.
Okay.
They're all Brewers.
Okay. So as it stands, so you could fill out, yeah, you could fill out a whole roster with that. So what makes you want to get an in-season card over going for a classic one?
What do you mean?
Like, you could get a better player's old card than you, like, for the same price as you could get a worse player's new card. And if you can, like, if you don't have to have all new cards, like, I'm planning to only, like...
Oh, because I have enough players to fill that position already. I'll throw Corey Seager or Jose Altuve in there. I have MVPs nice. Of former MVPs, or sorry, former years cards of MVPs. Like Seager and Altuve. So I'm not worried about that. Yeah. What I am hoping is that I can start off these first few weeks where you only need five cards in the new season for champion. I'm hoping I can squeeze a Brewers lineup in for those first few weeks, maybe win some cash, and then have my other lineups from last year, years prior, win me some new season cards. And then I can build that new team around, like, kind of, sorry Brewers, but unless you guys are doing real hot, replace them as I go with cards that I win, and we'll see how that ends up working out. But I do need some other cards. Like, I can't just run that champion lineup all year, let's be honest. I do need another starting pitcher other than Colin Ray. So let's look at the market.
Yeah, I think that's I think new season pitchers are actually going to be a very important card in your lineup. Like, if you are running
kind of loaded right now too, so
perfect. Yeah, if you are building a winning lineup, I think you want your previous season card probably to be a hitter. I think if you're using that on a starting pitcher, I think you're leaving opportunity on the table, leaving that upside. So I think I love the idea of making sure you might have even convinced me to actually go and just get a starting pitcher so that that way come week one, I can roll out two MVP type players alongside my five average Joes. So I like this.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So like here, well, in fact, before we do this, let's, cause I haven't
flex.
Let's do this. Let's fill out the champ lineup. There's 280 people currently. Oh, haven't forgot about him. Let's flex him real quick. Let's show him off. He's still here. Someone made an offer for Luis Castillo.
Yes.
Unique. Someone went into my gallery and made an offer for this card. And I was like, absolutely not. I think he offered me like $25, like something pretty good too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, dang.
So, but no, this is my guy. I'm keeping him forever. Unless someone wants to buy him for like $5,000. For sure. Hit me up. But anyways, let's go back to the starting pitcher squad here. So I have Freddy. So that's who I'll throw in. But like let's be honest here. Who else am I going to throw Colin Ray as a backup?
Maybe.
DNP,
good.
DNP, 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 DNP.
He
He had
had some
26
decent
points
starts.
against the Cubs.
He had some decent
Maybe
starts
I will.
Last year.
I don't know. I still feel like I need another ace. Like a Freddy type ace. He's 34, huh? That's
Yes.
crazy. So let's pretend that Freddy is in. Relief pitcher. I have Devin Williams, but obviously I can't, so we'll throw in Pine Amps. This is where relief pitcher. I'd also throw in Griffin Jacks, too, if I do end up winning that card. Corner infielder. Here's where we get a little scary. I have Rhys Hoskins, who is a zero average. I could throw in Pete. I could throw in Jose Ramirez. I don't know how I feel about Max Muncy. He's a big strikeout guy. I also have a stack at corner infield, but here's the position where I feel like I could get away with Rhys Hoskins. And I already have three of the new cards now. Middle infielder, there's no way I'm going to be playing Gary Sanchez, but we have another great option for the Brewers in William Contreras, projected to be the best hitting catcher of 2024. Absolutely. And he DHs too when he's not catching, which is huge. Because some catchers don't. They get the day off. And he'll have days off, but so will everyone. So, all right, outfield, Yelly. Yelly's a good enough player to put into a lineup, I want to say, at this point. He ended the year pretty well. Look at that, 17 points in their last game against Diamondbacks. But
Josh and I went
he's
to.
Putting up solid scores. Yes. Look at this one.
50.
We were there.
Of course, he does pose an injury risk. Maybe not so much as Trout does, but he has been injured in the past, as you can see with all these DNPs here in a row. But I think for now, he's good enough to throw in. And there's my FOT for the first week. And now I could throw in, boom, Corey Seager. And like I said, where do you go? Boom, Jose Altuve. Four games, too. They both have four games. So I
Huge.
Think this is a pretty good champ lineup to start off with. And then, like I said, it'd be cool to try and see a. How do I get out of here? There we go. Like a where. This is so different than last year. All-Star? Is this where you can use any of the cards?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So then I could throw, like, I have Framber, my prediction for the Cy Young. Relief pitcher. I have good relief pitchers. I have Josh Hader.
Bang.
I don't know. How do we feel about Hader this year? I saw him give a home run to your boy, Jake Berger.
Back to back, Jake
Blow
Berger.
A save.
And,
exactly.
Yeah.
Jazz Chisholm, I think, maybe.
Yep, Jazzy.
Yeah.
Took him
so,
deep.
But there we go. I mean, that's my strategy. Ooh, look, redraft now. It's telling me. Here, you want to see my redraft too while we're at it? So O'Neal Cruz, I couldn't fade him with the 5 points. I had to redraft him. That allowed me to pick Acuna. That allowed me to have more points to pick Acuna.
Dang.
Yeah.
Wow,
and then I also have Edwin Diaz in there as well to replace my Duran. So hopefully he can come back strong. But there we go. I have Acuna, J-Row, and Corey Seager all in the same team. I like this common. I know. Can't forget about O'Neal Cruz, Rizzo. I mean, the whole team is looking solid. So, but anyways, back to the market. Let's look at some starting pitchers. Let's look at some aces too. Like now that I have my Freddy Peralta, I don't need like a backup, like a Bailey Falter as a backup. I'm looking for Josiah Gray. Could be interesting. Framber, I could get a new card of Framber. Could always
try
and
sell.
Yeah,
how much has he been selling for?
That's a good question. Can you see this?
Well, if you click on his player card, you can just
That's
go to
true.
His. It's a nice
down.
Feature. So
recently purchased. Yeah.
Yep.
18.7. Oh wow!
Wow,
someone
look
got
at
a
that
steal.
Those overnight auctions.
Wow.
Well, that's the three days ago. Would that be? No, it's still maybe. Nope, that's not St. Patrick's.
Or do you
Day.
Think card prices are taking a little hike again because of?
Well, they did announce a new referral program. If you convince a friend to sign up, I believe the incentives are pretty decent right now.
Mm-hmm. Nosh, little Justin Steele action.
He got
Musgrove
he got
could
hurt,
be interesting.
Though.
Look at that. I wonder how much Musgrove has been selling for. I think that might be a good call here. Look at his price has kind of dropped off. He used to be selling for 12,
Look at
9, and now
that.
he sold
Look
for
at that
7.
news and analysis tab right
Whoa.
there.
Yeah.
Look at the this is I didn't even know this was a thing. This is
Shout
the
out
RotoWire, baby.
RotoWire,
This is
man.
better than ESPN.
Yeah. There you go.
Roughed up and short start. Musgrove allowed 5 runs on 7 hits. I watched this over 2.2 innings against the Dodgers in Seoul.
Yeah,
That
there's
game was nuts. That game was like
some
16 to
crazy
11.
games in South Korea.
But that's right. Padres handed him a 5-run lead and it didn't even matter. So I don't know. That could be interesting. I'm not going to place a bid on any cards specifically right now because.
So what stands out to me is the price difference between Frambler and
Here's my
the even
Griffin
Joe
Jacks.
Musgrove. Like they're selling like the dollar gap between the best pitcher and an okay pitcher is only $10. I mean, granted it's double, but if you compare like Corey Seager versus Willy Adames, I guarantee I don't know what the gap is, but I would bet it's more than $10. So maybe elite pitchers are actually well, I'm not gonna say they're underpriced right now, but if you are trying to build a new team, I think that could be a great position to make sure that you get an elite one at because you might not actually break the bank relatively.
Yeah. So yeah, I think there you have it. Anything else you guys want to say about bidding on cards? Because that's pretty much how we've been going about it for the past week.
I think
Yo, go ahead.
maybe talk about so how do you bid on cards? Like, do you use the auto bid? Do you use like are you monitoring the auctions? Like, how do you make sure that you actually win the card that you're looking for?
So I was using that feature that we just showed off on SoRare, not SoRare data, to see how the cards were being priced when I was bidding on them. And then I would find the next card in line and see if it was bid up to about what it was at least their last sale price. And if it was, I'd be like, you know what? I'm just going to leave it, find the next one, and bid maybe 50 cents, a dollar above what they were selling for. And that worked out every single time, besides once. For
Was it
14 out of the
Nashi?
15 Brewers cards, it worked. The only one that I did not win the first time was Joel Piamps overnight. So if you, yeah, Nash, if you bid on my Joel Piamps overnight, you did that. So someone did get me overnight, but that strategy
Was
worked.
me.
Maybe, yeah. Did you get me back on revenge on purpose? You were just looking at
Nah,
cards that I was bidding on.
nah,
No,
nah.
I
Not that petty.
wasn't. I was always trying to find the next card in line, and if their price was right, which most of the time it was, especially since Brewers aren't the most popular players to bid on right now, it's just what I did. And most of the time, I ended up paying pretty much spot on what they sell for or a little bit over. But I was also going, I mean, for the content, for the collection too. So I'm okay with that. And now I have a champ lineup as we just showed off too. So that's kind of how I went about it. I think I said this last week, I sold my soccer rare team
Oh.
since the thresholds are all crazy now and that's all going to switch up later this summer too. So that's why I'm kind of loaded in the SoRare department. I didn't put any new money in and I also didn't take any money out. I was just transferring between sports. So,
I like
and
it.
it allowed me to build a collection. So that's how I went about it.
Yeah, I would actually specifically look for when auctions were ending. Particularly ones that were ending at really weird times in the day, in terms of at least times in the US. Obviously, it gets weird with people that are bidding on cards in Europe. I'm not sure what percent of SoRare MLB players are in Europe because it is in the US, but I would look for auctions ending at, kind of overnight, and then I would use the max bid feature. Look at recent sales, normally put a max bid a couple dollars below recent sales and kind of hope for a little bit of a deal in that sense. And I'd say I probably one out of every 7 to 10 cards I would bid on overnight, I would win at a discounted rate. So if you're looking, if you're really desperate or have someone specific in mind that you want, it's probably not the best strategy to go about it. But if you're looking for more bulk players at a little bit of a discounted rate, that's a way you can go about it. So yeah, that's kind of how I looked at it, at least for some players.
Yeah, I mean, overnight makes sense. We saw it with those prices that we just looked at.
Those Framblers.
With those Framber, yeah. That's crazy. Off. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, so, that's a big difference.
Yeah.
That is pretty crazy.
And I can see a little run up going into this week too. So
yeah.
if you don't have cards yet, I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to predict where the market is going, but generally with So Rare, anytime you get close to realizing that utility of your cards, they do go up in price. So just be mindful of that if you're looking at auctions. You know, I think we talked about on the podcast, we thought St. Patrick's Day would be the market low. Maybe we're pretty, I think, spot on with that. But yeah, going into the season, who knows?
Yeah, we will see. Excited though. Baseball starts this week. Next time we record, baseball will have started. So
let's go.
We're pumped.
That's pretty sweet. That's a great feeling.
But I think before we end today, we gotta do everyone's favorite segment.
You know it. You got it.
Nosh. What time is it?
It's time for figure eights.
It's time to look at your text messages?
Hey, you doxing people?
Whoa.
Doxing. It's all right. Time for ride or fade, baby.
Let's go.
We're back. It's time. It's time for a bet. All right. Starting up, of course, we always got to go topical here. We are starting with March Madness. March Madness just started on last Thursday. It's been going on all weekend. I don't know about you guys. I've been watching plenty of basketball games. This tournament's been pretty good so far. I love March Madness. I think it's a great time of year, especially for college basketball. I'm 100% riding March Madness.
I agree, but I'm fading my alma mater. Oh. I'm fading me and Ugly. Andrew's alma mater.
Ugly game.
Because they got upset by a team that's losing by 25 right now.
Nonetheless.
Yeah. The Dukes are losing to Duke. Badgers probably would have lost to Duke too, so that probably would have hurt a little bit more, honestly.
That's true.
For sure.
So, but I'm fading the Badgers. I don't know why they were even in the tournament to begin with. They didn't have a lead once against the 12 seed. Not once in the entire game. So
yeah, it's crazy.
It's so bad.
And my bracket sucks too, but it's fun to watch the teams get upset. So I'm riding March Madness. Don't let Duke win.
Fair.
And obviously don't let Purdue win. Nosh, I don't know if you could handle that.
No. I agree.
Wait, what?
Considering your familiar status. Because Haley's family is all Purdue people.
They're all Purdue people?
Her dad went to Purdue.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I can't stand Purdue because of Edie. But
yeah.
I hope they lose.
Try Edie. Four hymns.
This is not a paid endorsement.
I'd say overall consensus is ride, but yeah.
Oh yeah, ride it all day. All
right.
That's Georgetown versus Xavier. I'm pretty sure this picture is from when we went to Florida like 12 years ago.
I was gonna say this has gotta be like 2010.
Does it have the years?
It's gotta be on there somewhere.
That scoreboard looks not like super old, but it's definitely outdated.
I'm gonna guess 2008.
Yeah.
That's a fair guess. That's a pretty fair guess. All right. I don't know if I feel like this was already a topic. This might have already been a topic of discussion on the Rider Fade, but again, very topical.
Mm-mm.
As you all know, Shohei Ohtani's translator is in some hot water. It's a crazy story. If you haven't read it, I would highly recommend reading about it. Ohtani, I don't know where this is gonna go. Ohtani could also be in some hot water. But at the same time, it's legal. It's legal in California, right? No,
Nope,
it is
it's
not. Okay.
illegal. It's legal in North
Illegal.
Carolina.
Okay. So I feel like the sentiment around sports betting has eased up in recent years. It is still illegal in certain states, such as California, where Shohei Ohtani was playing when these bets were being made. So that's a crazy story. His translator got fired. But yeah, it's kind of funny. Are you riding or fading betting? It's like, are you betting on betting?
Here's the thing.
I'm gonna
Okay,
ride sports
you
betting.
I'm gonna ride it too, but not for myself. I'm a
Okay.
fantasy sports bettor, but I can't get into prop bets. I like looking at them. I really do like looking at them. And I think it's fun, like I've done with a group of friends and will probably do this year with a group of friends on a bachelor party, but I've done it before and that was fun. But I'm not looking at every single NCAA tournament. Will Zach Edey get plus or minus 11 rebounds? Will Zach Edey score over 22 points this game? I'm not betting every single last dollar I have on like little prop bets like that. That being said, if you have the money and you know how to spend it responsibly, go for it. I like looking at all that stuff. It's still fun to like in my head make those bets without actually physically placing them. So I'm gonna ride it. That being said, though, it's not my territory to put my money in. I would rather put money into SoRare. I'd rather put money into like the stock market than sports betting. But or like if I'm gonna do something like that, I'd put money into an ESPN year-long baseball league or hockey league, even like what dad does. So but I'm riding it. I have nothing against it. Spend your own
True.
It's fun. It's very fun. The line between SoRare and sports gambling, I think, is closer. I think SoRare is more like sports betting than it is fantasy sports. I might be a bold, little bold take, but there's a reason why I think why people that play SoRare also probably were gamblers at some point in their past. But yeah, but the nice thing about SoRare is it's kind of, for me at least, I don't really bet since I already feel like, my bet this year is I bought $50 worth of limited cards and I hope that I can win more than $50 back. And maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. Same difference between me putting $50 on the Brewers to hit some win total if we want to take it to a prop bet or if we want to bet on them to win the World Series. I feel a lot more confident in my ability to pick SoRare players than my ability to pick prop bets or even who's going to win specific games. But yeah, but I like it overall.
I'm with you, Jacob. It is kind of like a special occasion or like very circumstantial. Like if the Super Bowl's on, sure. Like why not bet how long the national anthem's gonna be? But like you said, you're not going to a Brewers game on a Tuesday and hoping Colin Ray hits over 4.5 strikeouts, you know?
Okay, but I do have to say from experience, going to a real life sporting event and putting a
Makes it
bet
more
on
fun.
that, it
Yeah, makes it more
is
fun.
so freaking fun. And that is maybe, again, bet responsibly. Like for me, I get joy out of betting like a couple bucks on something random, like Josh said. Generally, I try to bet positive things. I don't want to bet somebody striking out 4 times unless it's the other team. But I like to bet offensive things.
So, DraftKings sponsor us.
Yeah, right, exactly. If you have a gambling
You're
problem, call 1-800.
yeah.
Risk or gambler degen hotline.
Seriously,
All right,
though,
what's
bet
next?
responsibly, kids. Don't lose all your money.
Is it we have food
Just lose
time?
some of
Okay, Jim.
All right. Are you riding or baiting gyms? Now, again, I'm a very topical person. I like being up on current events. My wife and I
Okay.
recently joined a new gym last week.
Ooh.
So we've been
In the middle
going.
of March.
And you know, I've been pleasantly surprised with the times we've gone and the amount of people that have been there. My biggest thing about gyms is when they get overcrowded and you can never get on the machine or get the weights that you want to get, and then that throws your whole workout plan off. And I'm also not a fan of gym bros. You know, when there's guys that are very obviously not natural, that can be a little
Whoa,
awkward.
whoa,
Yes,
whoa.
it is true. It is true. People use steroids, guys. I'm riding gyms as a whole. I'm fading like the Gold's Gym type gyms though.
Whoa.
Like the
Wow.
true gym bro gyms, I'm fading.
So you like a family gym,
I'm like
maybe
a
some
plan. I'm
old
like
people
a.
go there, maybe
I'll
some
dox.
water aerobics.
Yes, I will. I'll
Grandma
dox
gyms?
myself. I'll dox
Yeah.
myself. We joined the WAC.
The
Wow,
WAC.
So
That's fancy. Not
if
your first
you,
time, you're just throwing it back to
I
the
know, throwing it
WAC.
back to the WAC. We actually went to the Wauwatosa WAC on Saturday, and that was a big time
That's a
throwback.
real throwback.
Yes, it was. So I'm like a Planet Fitness kind of guy, I guess.
Okay. I'm riding all gyms because I used to work at one and it was fun. Now, like you said, there's a culture surrounding gyms that I think has it's not subsided, but it's less
It's
than it
gotten
used to
better.
be. People are more accepting of other people at the gyms. If you go to the gym to judge other people at the gym, you have a problem.
True.
And I don't have a problem going to the gym and like thinking that people are judging me, but like that's again, that's because I've worked at one before. I've worked at actually two before, and everyone comes in all different shapes and sizes, and it's just a part of life. But if you're going to the gym, no matter who you are, you're trying to stay in shape, so good for you. I'm riding gyms, except
Heck yeah.
for the people that judge you at the gym. You suck.
Yes. Yes.
Are there people that really do that? I feel like we're always our
Yes.
toughest critics, but
Yeah. You
You
gotta, do
should
you know who
see
Joey
social
Swole
media.
is?
Yes,
Joey
Joey
Swole on
Swole.
Instagram?
Yes.
I have no effing clue who that
Oh
is. No,
yeah. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
He's a good
He no,
guy.
he calls out like people that try to be wannabe influencers at the gym.
Yeah, it's
Oh.
actually really
Really
funny.
funny. Okay, so I think what you guys are roping gyms into are really just wannabe influencers. Like gyms as a place are great. It's just
Yes.
there's this weird demographic of people that think that they can get clout by going to them or doing things in them. And that's the problem. Those are the problem, not the gym. Those dumbbells did not try to make an Instagram or TikTok today.
That is
They're just
true.
there to be lifted. I don't know. That's my PSA.
That's awesome.
Those
Shout out Joey
dumbbells.
Swole.
I have no idea who that is. That's probably a good
You have
thing.
to watch his
No, he's,
videos.
yeah, you would like it.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's on our side. All
Why is his name
right.
Swole? Because he's pretty swole.
He is
Okay.
pretty swole. Last but not least, are you
What is this
riding or
picture?
fading breakfast?
That's a good
What?
breakfast
That's a
picture.
good-looking
I would eat
breakfast.
that breakfast.
Now, I will admit, during the week, I do not eat breakfast. That is not advice. I highly recommend to eat breakfast. It's not in my schedule right now, and I go in waves of eating it and not eating it. I would recommend you eat breakfast. It is the most important meal of the day, as people like to say. I guess I more so I'm talking about breakfast foods. Now, I know Jacob, you love breakfast, but I feel like you don't eat it as much, just like me. I am
That's the truth.
100% riding breakfast food though. I think breakfast is great for any meal of the day. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you can eat breakfast food. I'm fading eating breakfast right away in the morning. I'm fading
I'm
the time
fading the
of
idea.
breakfast.
I'm fading the idea that there are certain foods for breakfast. Cereal, that's a breakfast food. But if you're gonna call me out for having some like eggs and toast for breakfast with some sauce or for dinner with some sausage, nah, that's good. That's like a balanced meal too. If you're gonna call me out for having some pancakes for dinner, well, too bad. I had a better dinner than you did, probably.
That's
So,
true. You
but I will
know,
say, I don't know the last time that I ate breakfast before like 11 a.m. or ate food, I should say, before 11. And usually I won't eat any food until like 12 or beyond. And by then it's quote unquote lunchtime. So
that's wild.
I'm not fading eating it in the morning, because if I ever had a schedule that I needed to, I would. But I also like going, here we go, we're gonna throw it back to the last topic. I like going to the gym in the morning, and I don't like eating before I go to the gym. So that kind of cancels that out too. And
Sure.
then usually I don't like eating. Now this is something that you shouldn't do. You should eat after the gym because it helps build your protein or your muscle fibers back with the protein that you eat. And it's better to eat sooner than later. But I come home from the gym and I'm not that hungry usually. So anyways, there's a breakfast rant for you. Andrew, are you a breakfast guy? I don't know.
You know,
Nowadays.
oh yeah, absolutely. Although I have to
Okay,
say,
okay, okay.
somebody was giving me crap for eating breakfast food. He was like, "Sir, can you move the squat rack and stop eating your burrito?" And I was like, "Dude, like, I don't
Nice.
know." But no,
Did what? So did you bring a squat rack to the breakfast restaurant, or did you bring breakfast to the
I don't know.
gym?
You'll have to try to figure that out. But no, I love breakfast food. You'll know, actually, historically, going back to the picky eating, I did not like eggs. Therefore, I did not like most breakfast foods since they all kind of
See,
devolved from eggs,
you
but I
kind of
love
had
eggs
like a
now.
traumatic egg experience growing up in that you had to wake up to them every single
Yeah.
morning. So you might have developed like a traumatic experience from eggs, having your dad burn
Probably.
them every single morning.
Probably.
I'm
But I
kidding.
love breakfast food now, especially when I cook it for myself. I try to eat breakfast every day, but I don't. It's usually my smallest meal of the day. I usually have
Fair.
like a piece of toast with peanut butter on it, and then like that's like my go, or like a handful of like a Frosted Flakes type, not Frosted Flakes, Mini Wheats type cereal. Those are very, very good. Good old
Yeah,
Wheats.
I went through a phase where I was having toast with cottage cheese every morning, which was delicious.
Strange.
If
Are
you've
you
never
like
had it,
80?
highly recommend.
Yeah,
Whoa,
like
hating on
five?
cottage cheese? That's
Yeah,
crazy.
actually, I'm gonna
Yes.
hate on cottage
Wait,
cheese.
see,
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm
okay.
fading
Going
cottage cheese. Yeah, fade.
back to the picky thing here. I love cottage cheese.
That's not
Great source
something to
of
be proud
protein,
of.
too.
It's like the worst cheese.
Whoa,
It's
a
not
lot of
cheese, is
hot
it?
takes.
What is
It's
it?
like
I don't even know what it
the
is. It's like the byproduct of cheese.
byproduct. Ew. It's like cheese poop.
Pretty much.
Okay. That's kind of gross. Do you like that?
But I don't know. I wake up, I shower, I get ready for work, and then I leave. I have my coffee. That's my breakfast, I guess.
Coffee's the breakfast.
Coffee for breakfast.
There you go. The real question is, how do you like your eggs?
Multiple ways.
Burnt.
Okay. On that note, that's burnt. Of all the ways.
Over medium is probably the correct answer, but
Right.
scrambled is a good way to go.
The next time you go to a restaurant, all right, next person that doesn't forget or forgets to set their lineups. Actually, for baseball, it's a
Okay.
baseball only punishment. You have to go to a breakfast spot in order, and they ask you how you want your eggs, you have to tell them burnt. You're gonna eat your burnt eggs.
Medium well, please.
Well
Wow,
done. Burnt.
well
Burnt
done.
or raw. Burnt or raw.
Oh
Can I
God,
have burnt
raw.
eggs with well done steak?
Oh.
Raw
Oh.
eggs. I don't
Yikes.
think they could legally do that.
Anyways,
Anyways.
well, we have baseball this week. We can't wait. Don't forget to set your lineups. Get those champ lineups in there. Bid up some cards. Win some ether. Why not?
Maybe.
We can't wait. We're so excited. Expect heavy baseball content in the near future because we are so back. It's gonna be a great season. We have a lot of fun stuff planned, a lot of fun stuff coming up. Be on the lookout for a giveaway on our socials. And don't forget to check out the socials. Subscribe to our YouTube. Leave a rating wherever you are listening to our podcast. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Until then, you just attended batting practice. Now you're ready to get in the game. Peace.
Peace.